Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Catfish, the podcast, ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
A listener note, this episode contains adult content and language.
He did call me, but it was a short conversation. He's like, oh, can I call you back?
And why didn't he ever call you back?
Well, he said he was so busy, he couldn't call me back.
Ever?
No posts, no followers.
It's a burner profile.
Yeah. I'm nervous.
Who's that?
Is that who we're looking for?
From MTV and Wondery, I'm Neve Shulman, and this is Catfish the Podcast, where we uncover the truths and lies about love in the digital world and help people find out if someone really is who they say they are. Now, our most shocking episodes are adapted for your ears for the very first time. On this episode, Chelsea and Charles.
We got a girl here named Chelsea from Virginia Beach who needs our help.
Hey, Neve and Max. My name is Chelsea. I'm 21 and I'm from Virginia Beach. I met this guy named Charles on POF over a year ago. He's nice, funny, and smart, and don't forget attractive. We connected immediately, and I've gained really strong feelings for him. I even thought about moving to Florida. He makes me happy when I'm sad, and he makes me smile. But in spite of all these wonderful things about Charles, we only messaged and had one phone conversation. And recently, one of my friends brought something to my attention that I think he might be lying about. I need your help to meet him and get some answers.
All right, well, she left her phone number. All right, I'm gonna FaceTime Chelsea.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Max and I got a video message from a young woman named Chelsea. She's 21 and lives in Virginia Beach. She met a guy named Charles a little over a year ago on Plenty of Fish. They connected immediately, and Chelsea developed very strong feelings for him. But besides one phone conversation, they've only messaged each other in all of that time. Now, a friend of Chelsea has brought something to her attention, and she thinks Charles might be lying to her. We're getting her on FaceTime to find out more.
Hey, what's up?
How are you doing?
We're good.
Chelsea smiles. She has shoulder-length black hair and is wearing a long-sleeve black t-shirt, diamond studs in her ears, and a silver locket around her neck.
We just saw your video message, and we're in Virginia Beach right now already.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. We just finished filming an episode here.
Oh, that's cool.
All right, so what do you do in Virginia Beach?
I'm starting school to be an RN. I want to travel and help people around, like, the United States and maybe, like, out of the country.
Do you live, like, in Virginia Beach proper or sort of somewhere kind of near Virginia Beach?
Well, I actually stay with my best friend, Dominique, and her mom in the Pembroke area.
So what's the deal? So you met Charles on Plenty of Fish?
I met Charles on POF over a year ago. He lives in Orlando. He messaged me first, and we just kind of connected and vibed a little bit. And I started to, like, catch feelings for him. We only message most of the time. We had, like, one phone conversation in the beginning of our relationship.
Have you tried to talk to him since then on the phone?
I asked him, could he call me, but he'll message me. And the number that I have, it doesn't work anymore. That's why I'm coming to you guys for a little help.
And how old is Charles?
He's 23.
And what does he do?
Well, he told me he was in the Navy, but I investigated a little and asked one of my Navy friends, and my friend told me he was wearing an Army uniform instead of a Navy uniform.
Well, that's a pretty basic mistake.
Chelsea smiles.
Yes.
Do you have a feeling that he's lying to you about other things?
I have a suspicion that maybe he's like married or like have a child and that he's just not trying to like kill me at the time.
That would sort of be a deal breaker, wouldn't it?
It would be. A kid, maybe not as much because I'm serious about him. I even thought about moving to Florida.
So we should just come meet you because we're here.
That's right. You got to get better at not talking to people through your phone and meeting them in person.
Right.
Okay, I am tired of talking on the phone and messaging. You can come to my house if you would like.
Sorry, we can't. We can't.
Yeah, I can't make it. Sorry.
We're busy.
Chelsea laughs.
Text us your address and we'll head over.
Bye, Chelsea.
Bye.
Chelsea waves and hangs up.
Oh, man. She talked to him once a year and a half ago on the phone.
Probably wasn't even him.
Right.
Oh, well, let's go.
All right.
Let's help this little lady.
Max and I are on our way to Chelsea's house. It is a beautiful spring day. The skies are a deep blue with just a few clouds. Trees line both sides of the highway.
If you've gone a year and a half and the guy who ostensibly loves you can't figure out how to be with you physically, then he doesn't really want to be with you.
People feel like they find a special someone and they want to hang in there. They want to make it work however long it takes.
It's not worth it.
We turn onto a pretty residential street with green front lawns spotted with trees that have lost their leaves for the winter.
Here it is.
All right.
We pull into the driveway of a red brick house with a gray shingled roof. Green shrubs and lavender flowers line the walkway to the front door. Max and I climb the steps up to the front door and ring the bell. Chelsea opens the door with a smile.
Hello.
What up?
I'm Chelsea.
Nice to meet
you. Hey, Chelsea, we figured.
We both give Chelsea high fives.
How are you?
Come here.
Beautiful house.
Chelsea leads us through the kitchen and dining room into a light and airy living room. There are two large windows framed in dark wood, white couches, and a pastel-colored carpet. Max takes a seat in a large armchair. Chelsea and I sit across from each other on the two couches.
Well, here we are in Virginia. Have you lived here your whole life?
Not in Virginia Beach. Me and my mother moved when I was in high school, but then I had a party in my mom's house.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
It was a little too lit, and when I shut it down, it was a little shooting outside thing.
Did anyone get shot?
No, they was just shooting in the air, whatever.
Oh, so it wasn't a fight.
It wasn't a fight or anything, but we got kicked out.
Wow.
So that's when I moved to my best friend, Dominique's house.
So Dominique's your friend?
Yeah, she's my best friend. Damo for short.
Does Dominique know about Charles?
Dominique does know about Charles, but she doesn't know everything. I only like talk to her about like some problems that I have with him.
All right, well, let's go back now. You make a Plenty of Fish profile.
Yes. Damo's phone was booming and I was like, what you got? She was like, I made this POF, and that's how I really got on it.
Okay, so your friend Damo had a Plenty of Fish profile and she was getting a lot of attention, so you were like,
let me try it.
Let me get on there.
Yeah. So I made a profile and Charles messaged me and then we started vibing. And he did call me, but it was a short conversation. We only said, hey, how are you doing? Then the next thing you know, he's like, oh, can I call you back?
And why didn't he ever call you back?
Well, he said he was so busy, he couldn't call me back.
Ever?
I wouldn't want to push it so much like that I pushed him away because I'm really feeling Charles. I mean, when I talk to him, it's like he's supportive. And he made me feel good about myself. He wasn't like one of those guys that'd be like, oh, I'm just trying to fuck. But he was really sweet. We have had talks about like future, like me moving to Florida, having kids. I love him and I really do want to be with him.
All right, so you've been talking to this guy for a year and a half. He says he's actively in the military. He says Navy.
He says Navy. But my friend telling me that he had an Army uniform on.
Where did he have an Army uniform on?
In one of the pictures on his Instagram.
What other social media does he have?
He only has Instagram and POF that I know of.
Were you texting?
He wouldn't text me.
So it's always been through POF or POF. Instagram?
Yes.
Except for that one brief conversation on the phone. Do you remember Charles sounding like a 23-year-old man?
Yeah, he sound like a dude, deep voice.
But you heard it very briefly. You're not having regular phone calls.
Yeah.
Sometimes people will have like a friend get on the phone once. So it could be that Charles is actually a female, or it could be that Charles is somebody you know whose voice you would recognize.
Is there anybody you can think of that is like weirdly obsessed with you?
My ex-boyfriend.
Is he still in love with you?
It is kind of possible. He does ask me like, oh, do you miss me?
Does Charles say things like, hey, do you still have feelings for your ex-boyfriend?
He did before.
It's all going in the file.
I think we need to see this guy.
Yeah, what does this guy look like?
Chelsea takes her phone out and crosses over to me and Max.
This is his Instagram.
But it's not his name.
Damien Rich.
Why is his name not his name?
Well, then C.D. Richie.
Charlie
Maybe his middle name
D.
is
Richardson.
Damien.
Yeah.
Okay. But now this is him.
Charles is wearing a black skull cap and a white tank top that shows off his body covered in tattoos.
Right. Yes.
So here he is clearly in an army uniform, not a Navy uniform.
Not Navy.
Charles is standing with his arms crossed in front of him. The caption reads, last day before shipping out.
The name tag says Vaughn. Is that his last name?
No, his last name is Richardson.
What do you mean his last name is Richardson? It says Vaughn. That means that...
Well, he told me his last name is Richardson.
Where does it say Vaughn?
It says Vaughn right here.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't really look at it close.
Well, that's
I don't know.
A clue.
All right, well.
I don't like it.
So we're going to get to the bottom of this. We're going to find out who Charles is, where he is, what he does. But it may not end up the way you hope it does.
If it doesn't, I'm definitely going to be really upset because I don't like wasting my time.
Well, then let's not waste any time. All right.
Chelsea walks us to the door.
Thank you, guys.
We'll be in touch.
All right.
Back in the car, Max and I break down what Chelsea just told us.
It seems so obvious. It's a catfish. But when it seems obvious, there must be something more complex going on.
Our voice theory has never failed us. If someone won't show their voice to someone, either they're someone you know already, or they're someone of the opposite sex.
Right. There's a chance it could be a girl.
I think it could be her ex-boyfriend.
Either way, it's not looking good for Chelsea.
Max and I set up our investigation at a cafe near the beach. White tables set off the ocean blue colored floors. The counters are painted with pictures of sea life and surfboards hang on the wall.
All right, so here's what we got. Chelsea, Charles, talking about a year and a half. They've been on Plenty of Fish. All their messages are through Plenty of Fish or Instagram.
Not through the phone.
Right, no to actual text messaging.
No phone to phone.
Just once for a minute. And then he says, oh, I gotta go, I'll call you back. She's still waiting a year and a half later for that call back.
That's okay. Why she's still with him.
That's right. So basically, we don't have a lot here. We've got a phone number, some photos from his Instagram account. He says he was in the Navy, but there's a picture of a guy who's in the Army whose last name doesn't even match. It's like, come on. Here we go.
I open up an email that Chelsea just sent us.
Chelsea, information on Charles. His full name is Charles Richardson. He says he lives in Orlando, Florida. Here's his phone number and his Instagram.
Let's run these photos. We haven't gotten a good photo hit in a long time.
All right, let's do a quick image search on this first one.
I drop in a photo of Charles in a blue t-shirt and jeans sitting on the arm of a couch with a very serious expression on his face.
Okay, we got something up.
Ooh, no. All right, let's see about this one.
This is just a headshot. Again, Charles stares intensely into the camera.
No, nothing.
That's right. It. Well, we can go to his Instagram.
Let's go to the Instagram, king.dame.
Damien Rich.
Okay, here he is.
I'm doing some screenshots here.
First, there's the photo of Charles that Chelsea showed us earlier in the tank top. Then, a photo of him smiling shirtless with a huge tattoo of the Roman numeral 1991 across his chest.
Grab that. Whoa, wait.
Whoa.
Do you see that?
XO Domo XO.
Domo!
This feels suspicious. Is it Dominique?
Respond to her email and ask for Domo's information.
Okay, this might be a major clue. I send an email to Chelsea. Hey, what is your friend Domo's phone number and Instagram handle?
All right, let's look those up.
All right, yeah, let's check those pics.
I do an image search of the tank top photo.
Nothing.
Nothing. Second one in the new batch.
Topless tattoo.
No. All right, so we struck out with the photos.
So I guess we can search the phone number.
I'm looking up that phone number.
Let's look it up.
I type in the phone number that Chelsea has for Charles into Google.
All right, here we go. Bandwidth.com.
So it's a text number.
It's a text app, for sure.
All right.
The phone number's a dead end. We got a username.
Look for Vaughn.
Plenty of Fish.
Oh, yeah.
Let's just see if he uses that anywhere else.
Oh, there's the Plenty of Fish.
The Plenty of Fish.
I look up Vaughn on Plenty of Fish. profile for Naval Guy comes up. I click on it.
Non-smoker with athletic body, 23-year-old male, 5'11".
Virgo.
I scroll to the About Charles section.
Adventure, Orlando, Florida. I'm in the military, original from Atlanta. I'm 23. I'm just trying to be rich so that my mama don't have to work anymore. Hit me up, don't be a stranger. I guess at the very least we could try to just find that guy.
Right.
Because that's definitely not
Right, and we know his name.
Vaughn.
Army. That's all we know.
That's it.
All right, hold on a second. Let's do a Facebook search. Vaughn. U.S. Army.
Yeah.
I scroll down past a bunch of profiles with the last name Vaughn.
All right, let's see. All right,
there's Vaughn. Vaughn.
Wait, that's him!
Oh my God. There's a profile pic of our guy.
Jaleel. That's him!
Yes!
Jaleel Vaughn. Max and I high five.
Got him.
Look, there's that photo.
It's the bare-chested photo with the tattoo and a ton of other pictures. It's definitely him.
He's got lots of comments. Oh,
there he is. We found him. Jaleel.
All right.
So this is not the guy.
Right. I mean, we should confirm that.
Well, let's reach out to him.
I messaged Jaleel. Hey, Jaleel, this is Neve. We're making an episode of Catfish in Virginia Beach and would love to chat quickly. Please give me a call.
Okay. Reached out to Jaleel. All right. We got Jaleel.
Right. Well, this is good. So we've now pretty much confirmed that the guy in the pictures is not who she's talking to.
Go to your email and see if she wrote back.
Oh, I think she did.
Chelsea responded with Dominique's Instagram handle.
Look!
Her Instagram is DamoXO.
Wow.
So Damo is following this guy, King Dame.
Right.
Now, she could be following him because her best friend is dating the guy, but suspicious.
I've got an idea.
Go to his Instagram. Does he follow Chelsea?
I look that up on my phone.
Okay, he does follow her.
The question is, does he follow XO?
There it is. XO_Domo_XO.
Whoa, he does.
He follows Damo.
Wow. Let's go to her page. Oh, here they are, together.
There's a photo of Dominique and Chelsea side by side, puckering their lips at the camera. Chelsea wears a wig with long, straight dark hair and bangs. Dominique has on a black backless dress that reveals a large flower tattoo. I scroll through pictures of Dominique.
She's like way too selfie.
She's feeling herself.
Yeah, exactly. She seems like such a confident person.
Doesn't sound like a catfish to me.
She's just too self-involved to care to put effort
into
this.
Maybe she was just trying to help her friend and then, boom. Pick it up.
Hello.
Hey, is this Jaleel?
Yeah.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing good.
Can we switch over to FaceTime real quick?
Oh, yeah.
All right, here, I'm gonna hit it now. There he is. What's up?
Yep, it's him. Jaleel is wearing a red skullcap and a white tank top showing off all his familiar tattoos.
Okay, we're making an episode of the show. There's a girl here in Virginia Beach who thinks she's been talking to you for a year and a half.
Jaleel laughs.
Have you ever had people make fake profiles of you before?
I have one. I had a fake Facebook, a fake Instagram, and a fake Tinder page.
What were the names of the fake versions of you?
Jeremiah or something, Jeremy, some stuff like that.
Okay. Do you know anybody named Chelsea?
I don't think so.
Okay. Thank you for your service.
All right, it was a blessing, man. See you later.
Jaleel smiles and gives us a thumbs up before signing off.
All right, later. All right, so now that we know the guy in the pictures is Jaleel, we know Charles is lying.
We don't know what he looks like. We don't know where the phone is registered to. Why won't this person talk on the phone with
her? Right, because they
know their voice, right.
Or they know their voice, or both. Sounds like it could be her friend.
It's not the friend. She's more into herself than she is into her friend. I think it could be the ex-boyfriend.
Okay, that's
another
theory.
He dated for a while. He was jealous.
Right, there's also obviously the possibility that's just a random anybody.
That's probably what it is.
She's gonna be bummed.
She's gonna be bummed. I mean, that's the worst thing that we could show her right now.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of the hunt. But are you getting the thrill of the best deals? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores, like Urban Outfitters, Fenty Beauty, and Expedia. And even stack sales on top of cash back. It's easy to use, and you get your cash back through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, we made some progress yesterday. We found out that the guy in the pictures who Chelsea thinks is Charles is really a guy named Jaleel. We thought for a moment that Chelsea's friend Dominique could be Charles, but when we checked out her Instagram, she doesn't seem like the type who would do that. Right now, we think it could be Chelsea's ex-boyfriend or maybe just some random person. Now I'm in Max's hotel room showing him a strange DM I just got on Instagram.
Hey, I'm trying to reach Neve and Max. I need to talk to you. It's about Chelsea. Please call me.
What does that mean? How does he know we're here? Is there something we don't know?
I don't know. Let's call the number. I can't sit around and guess.
Wait a second. Wait, let's just check out the profile.
I go to the Instagram handle that just sent me the DM.
Light skin, bruh. No posts, no followers. Someone made this profile, like, just to...
It's a burner profile.
Yeah. I dial the number they gave us.
Typical. It's typical. We're dealing with catfish, Neve. They're not known for their, you know, responsiveness.
Answer the phone right now. Leave a message.
Hey, this is Neve calling you. I got your DM. Hopefully we can connect this morning. All right, thanks. All right, well, hopefully this guy calls me back. Let's call Chelsea.
Hello? Both?
Chelsea.
Hey.
Have you heard anything?
No.
Well, we found a lot of stuff. We definitely want to come over and talk and fill you in.
All right, I'm at home.
You're at home, okay, great. So we are going to head over there and we'll see you soon.
All right, see you.
Okay, let's go, let's go.
Max and I are driving back to Chelsea's house. We don't have good news for her. Nothing's concrete, but not what Chelsea wants to hear.
All right, so what do we know? Chelsea's been talking to Charles.
We don't know anything about who the real Charles is. We just know that the pictures aren't real.
Unfortunately, we don't have much to go off of.
We park in the driveway of Chelsea's house.
Hello.
How you doing?
All right.
We follow Chelsea into the kitchen and sit down at the marble counter. I open my computer and Chelsea stares expectantly at the screen.
We found some things.
We did.
So, hold on to your hat.
Okay, we started with his phone number. According to this, it's a text app.
Okay.
You know about those, right?
Yeah.
How does he not have a phone?
Exactly.
It's weird. So then we went and we got all the pictures off his Instagram and we did searches, okay? We didn't find anything. We did notice that your friend, Damo, likes a lot of his pictures.
I didn't know she followed him.
You didn't?
No, I didn't.
Well, she follows him and he follows her.
Kind of weird, they do follow each other.
She knows
about
him.
Maybe she's trying to do her own little investigation, just not tell me.
Maybe. It could mean nothing, or there could be something there.
Mm.
Chelsea looks confused and makes a face.
Have you talked about him a lot to her?
Only, like, when, like, he doesn't call or stuff, and so I wanted to, like, get her side of, like, what she would do or something.
Have you shown her his Instagram?
She probably seen my, well, when I was on my phone, and I like his, she'll probably, like, look over at my phone. She does that a lot.
Okay. Anyway, so we went to her Instagram just to check her out. She's very pretty. She does post a lot of pictures.
Selfies.
Right. Those sultry selfies.
She loves selfies.
So, we looked at the info that you gave us. We found his Plenty of Fish account. So we clicked on it. His account is still active.
I scroll through all the photos on the Plenty of Fish account. I stop on the picture in the army fatigues.
So then we just thought, okay, this picture, that's a young man whose last name is clearly Vaughn. So, this is where it gets interesting. The next thing we did was a Facebook search for Vaughn, U.S. Army. And we saw this, Jaleel Vaughn.
Chelsea stares at all the pictures of Jaleel, who is clearly the guy she thought was Charles.
Okay. That's kind of disturbing, though.
So this is the guy in the pictures.
He's in the Army.
He's in the Army. We FaceTimed. We took a screenshot to show you. We asked him if he has ever talked to or knows anyone named Chelsea. He He told us no. He's had people make fake profiles of him in the past. There's the picture that you saw. There's another picture that you saw. So we know for sure that whoever you're talking to has been lying about the pictures.
Chelsea nods and looks down. She takes a deep breath and bites her lip.
I wasted a year and a half on somebody who's fake. I can't trust anybody.
Look, that was all we had yesterday. Then today, I wake up and I have a DM from someone named Light Skin Bruh. And the message just said, hey, I'm trying to reach Neve and Max. I need to talk to you. It's about Chelsea. Please call me. And then a phone number. Do you know that number?
No.
Well, we called and they didn't answer, but there's a voicemail. So let's call again and you can hear the voice or maybe they'll answer.
Chelsea nods. I dial the number.
Answer the phone right now, leave a message.
Chelsea's eyes go wide.
That's the voice that called me.
Really? That's the same voice?
Yeah.
So that's what Charles sounded like that one time you talked to him?
Yeah.
Okay. That would mean that somehow Charles found out we were asking around and reached out. Now at least it would appear that we have an actual phone number for Charles. Oh. He just texted finally. Hi, sorry. I'm having issues with my headset.
I text back.
Who's this? I mean, this could be him.
Chelsea takes a breath.
Who else would send me such a cryptic message? We need to talk. He said, can we just meet in person?
Yeah.
I text back.
That would be great. Where can we meet?
Doesn't sound like your ex-boyfriend.
I don't know. I wouldn't think he'd do something like this though, just to get back with me like this. A little crazy.
Well, he might do it to keep you from dating anybody else.
Keep you under his thumb.
Come to my place, Court. Do you know?
Wasn't he supposed to be in Florida?
Exactly.
So he's been here maybe this whole time?
Okay.
We have an address. Let's do it. I text him back.
We will head over right now. See you soon. All right, well, we got a break, finally. I think we should go.
All right.
We're on our way to meet the mystery person who Chelsea has been talking to for the last year and a half.
10 minutes. It's not far from here at all.
Chelsea sits next to me in the front seat with her hands clasped together in her lap.
I'm nervous.
You're nervous?
Yeah.
I feel like the guy we're meeting, or whoever we're meeting right now, is Charles.
Yeah, because the way he was texting you, like, if I asked to call, that's something Charles will say, like...
That's true. He's given some pretty bogus excuses.
But we don't know anything. This could be a friend of the catfish. It could be an accomplice of the catfish. It could be the catfish.
I feel like it's the catfish.
Well, we're about to find out, so.
I turn off the main road into a neighborhood of cookie cutter houses with green lawns and gray shingled roofs. I slow down as we get close to the address.
Whoa, there's a dude right there.
Do you know that guy?
I've seen him before.
Really?
Yeah.
The house stands out with red trim framing the windows, front door, and garage. There's a guy sitting on the front porch.
Where have you seen him?
His brother used to go to school with me, but I've seen him like around like this neighborhood.
All right, let's go see what he has to say.
The three of us get out of the car and walk up to the porch where our guy is sitting in a wheelchair. He's wearing a black wool beanie, black sweatshirt, blue jeans, and gray Vans.
Hey, what's up, man?
What's going on?
How you doing?
I'm all right.
I'm Neve.
I'm Chad.
I shake Chad's hand.
Chad.
Yeah.
Cool. All right, well, this is Chelsea, and this is Max.
Hello, how you doing?
Chad waves at Chelsea.
Hey.
We're not really sure...
What's going on?
What's up?
You recognize the voice, don't you?
Yeah.
So...
Well, I'm not Charles.
Okay, so you're not...
No, I'm not
Chelsea's
Charles.
Talking to.
No.
So you were the voice of Charles?
Yes, I was.
You were?
I was.
Wait, a year and a half ago?
Yeah.
You were on the phone with Chelsea?
Yes, I was. I'm sorry about that, too.
Chelsea bites her lip and looks away.
Why couldn't he talk on the phone himself?
I don't know. I don't know what was the reason. He was like, do this big favor for me. I got you. And I did it. I told him to come clean, and he just went crazy and just went that way. And
wait, who was I texting with you?
Yeah, you was texting with me.
What made you reach out to me? Did you know that we were here because of this, or did you just...
No. I just hit the message up and just be like, need help.
Right.
Because I feel like it needs to come out.
So did he know you messaged me?
Mm-hmm. He was here.
Okay. So you invited him over,
mm-hmm.
and then you told him,
mm-hmm.
and then he left.
That's right.
Did he say he was going somewhere?
Nope. This painting went that way. It took
like
a left.
Like just now, or?
Like, no, it was like maybe like 5-6 minutes ago.
On foot?
After. Yeah. He was on foot. Whatever's going on, that's between them. I just did that one favor, and that was it.
Well, you're covering for him, obviously.
Yeah.
Your friends.
Friends. Charlie friends.
Is it someone that she already knows?
You just gotta go see. You gotta go see.
Look, let's just go.
Just go see if he's over there? Yeah. If not, we know where to find
back
you.
I'm right here.
Because
it's definitely not you.
No, it's not. I'm gonna sit right here. You wanna see?
All right. All right. Thanks, man.
Appreciate it.
We get back in the car. Chelsea sits in the front seat, staring straight ahead, very seriously.
Let's see if we can find this guy.
Going in blind.
Do you buy his story?
Something's definitely up.
Well, we don't even know who we're looking for.
What the fuck is going on here?
This is the weirdest. Who's that?
I stop the car next to a park. Chelsea turns to look out the window. We can see someone through the trees, sitting on a bench.
Do you know this person? Is that who we're looking
for? I can't
see.
Hold on. Did we stab?
Is that him?
Now, the person stands up, and we can see that it's a woman. Her black hair is pulled up in a messy bun on top of her head. She's wearing a coat with a furry hood, a red plaid shirt, and black leggings. And she's trying to hide behind a tree.
That's Thelma.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Domo is the person waiting for us in the park. I have a feeling Max and I were wrong about her. Could there possibly be another reason for her being here? Is she actually Charles? We're about to find out.
Oh, boy.
I don't know if that's who we're looking for, but I don't know why Domo would be out here.
Is that her? She's now looking in our direction.
Let's find out what the story is.
Chelsea looks very confused. We get out of the car. We walk up to Dominique, who smiles sheepishly. Chelsea stands apart from us with her arms crossed.
Hello. What's going on?
Before you get upset or anything, you know, I just want to tell you, Charles isn't real. I'm Charles. I had a crush on you for like almost 2 years now.
Chelsea's mouth drops open.
I really like you. I could say I love you. I do love you. But, you know, I don't want you crazy or anything.
Chelsea closes her eyes.
Why did you keep it going so long?
Because I was scared. I felt more comfortable being portraying this guy that I know you like, is know is your type, and you reply back to him, and you know,
that's
just
some fucked up shit.
I'm telling you now to get it off my chest. I want to see if we can move on to be more than friends.
Chelsea turns away. She stares at the ground, her eyes wide, taking in what Domo is saying.
Just want to clarify. In the very beginning, you made the profile. You found photos of Jaleel. Do you know that guy?
I don't know him.
Just a random guy.
Yes.
Okay. So you made the Plenty Fish account. You found her profile,
yeah,
and you messaged. Okay, got it. And who does know about this? Does anybody else know about this?
The only person I let know was Chad, because right. He was like, I just need you to do this favor for me. He was like, I got you, sis. I had to make at least one call to make it seem like he was a person.
Right. When you first made the Plenty Fish account, what was the plan? Did you have?
I was just like, you know, trying to get a better, more intimate feeling with her, like get closer, like more than a friend, like type of way, you know?
Did you ever try to come clean, or did you have a plan on how that was going to go?
I thought about it, but then like I would always just get too scared to just be like, it's not what you think, and then I'll just never do it. It's like, I don't know, I was just scared.
Chelsea stares at Domo in disbelief.
You're my best friend.
I don't want to lose you as a friend, but I felt like if I can get Charles to make you some type of way, then I can definitely make you feel some type of way too.
Chelsea is silent for a few moments. Her eyes shift around as she thinks of how to respond.
This is like too much. You shouldn't have did it this way. You came about it all wrong.
Domo bites her lip and looks down. Chelsea turns to walk away.
I don't want to talk no more.
Give us a second.
I put my arm around Chelsea and take her to a spot where we can talk privately.
My best friend betrayed me.
She obviously cares about you a lot, has lots of feelings for you, some as a friend, and obviously more than that as well. So she screwed up. I don't know why she thought she had to do this and for this long.
Exactly, for this long. That's why I'm really mad, because you took it so far.
I look over to Max and Domo. I can see they're deep in conversation.
Definitely not the best way to go about this.
I wasn't trying to intend to hurt her or do anything bad to her. She deserves somebody that'll treat her right, because all these guys that she messes with, they do nothing for her.
I mean, when she's texting this guy all day, every day, she doesn't realize that she presses send and your phone buzzes?
I usually have it on do not disturb or something. I don't let it be loud.
Do you guys sleep in different rooms?
We sleep in the same bed.
You sleep in the same bed?
Yeah, we have a queen size bed.
Is that like torture for you? Sleeping in the same bed with her every night?
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to leave for a couple of days, because I need to get myself together.
What do you want to do right now?
I'm done talking.
Well, why don't we go over there?
Okay.
It's time to get these two back together to sort this out. Chelsea and I walk back over to Max and Domo.
All right. There's a lot to sift through here. Obviously, immediately, there's your living situation. We've never had this happen where the person's talking to someone who they live with.
They sleep in the same bed.
Yes, share a bed. I didn't realize that. We are happy to get you a room in our hotel. And then why don't we plan on meeting back up tomorrow?
Chelsea nods. Domo is on the verge of tears.
All right, let's go.
Domo walks away and starts to cry. Max goes over and puts his arm around her.
If it's any consolation, you did the right thing.
After a good night's sleep, we're in Chelsea's hotel room helping her make sense of what happened yesterday.
Did you know Domo's feelings towards women?
Chelsea smiles.
Yeah.
I think at the very least, we should go talk to her, have a more regular conversation, and hopefully we can just get back to you guys, at least, if nothing else, being friends. What should we call her?
Chelsea doesn't react. She looks sad and angry. But I think it's what we have to do.
Let's call her.
Hello?
Hello, Domo. It's Neve. We thought we'd check in and just see how you're feeling.
I'm okay. I'm more concerned about how she's feeling.
We were thinking we'd like to meet back up, talk a little bit. Obviously, you can talk to Chelsea and ask her how she's doing.
Yeah, that's cool. I'm at my house with my mom right now.
Oh, okay. Will your family be there, or your mom, will she be there?
Yeah, she'll be here.
Okay, great. So we will head over and see you in a little bit.
Okay.
Great.
Okay, we're driving through downtown Virginia Beach on our way over to Domo's house. Chelsea's sitting next to me, looking apprehensive.
Just a little nervous about how Betty's gonna feel.
Who's Betty?
Betty is Damo's mom. She's like a mom to me, too.
You live with Domo and her family. Do they know that Damo's dates girls? I mean, are you worried?
They know she dates girls, but because what she did to me, now it's gonna be like kind of different.
I pull into the driveway of Domo's house. Domo comes out to greet us. She's barefaced with her hair down. She's got on a pale pink hooded jacket over a short black dress.
Hey.
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 How do you feel today?
I feel way better since I let everything out yesterday. So I feel better, but you know, I'm more concerned how Chelsea feels. Mom's in the house. She doesn't know what's going on.
Does she know that we like filmed yesterday or any of that?
Yeah, but not the circumstances and the situation. So I just want to, while she's home.
Do you want to, tell your mom?
Yeah, just clear everything up, because we all live together, so.
Is it all right if we all come in?
Yeah.
We follow Domo up the stairs into the house and into the living room where her mom is waiting for us.
So, hey, hi, how you doing?
All right, you?
I'm Neve.
I'm Betty.
Betty has curly red hair pulled up in a bun. She's wearing a black and white striped tank top and jeans.
Hey.
Hey.
How are you?
All right.
Nice to meet you. Well, welcome to the TV show. I don't know if you're...
Oh, she doesn't...
Familiar with our...
Not at all.
All right.
Well, why don't we sit on the...
Yeah, let's go sit down.
Domo and Betty sit next to each other on one of the couches. Max and Chelsea sit together on the other, and I take the armchair. Chelsea's eyes dart nervously around the room.
So you guys all live together right now, right?
Yes.
How is it having Chelsea as one of your roommates?
You mean as another child?
Is that kind of how you see her?
Pretty much.
Well, the reason we're here is because Chelsea reached out to us
because she was talking to a guy online for a long time. He lives in Florida. She kept trying to meet him, but it wasn't happening. I'll now let Damo explain how and why all that kind of happened the way it did. She has something she wants to confess to you.
Betty smiles and turns to Damo expectantly. Damo rubs her forehead with her fingers, and she struggles to find words. Chelsea plays nervously with her hands and looks down.
I had a crush on Chelsea, and I was too scared to tell her. So I made this account, a POF account, in a fake Instagram, and I started talking to her as this guy in Charles.
Betty takes that in.
Okay.
Text exchanges all day, every day, that sometimes were actually happening while these two were in the same room.
Betty smiles and shakes her head in disbelief.
Why?
I was scared at the beginning to be myself, to come out more than in front of her.
Okay, but after a while, you couldn't just come out and tell her?
I don't know. Maybe I like the confidence Charles gave me. I should have stopped it. I should have never did it, but...
Yeah, you shouldn't have, but you did, and it's too late to take back now.
Yeah.
Are you surprised to hear that she did this?
Yeah, to come up with a facade for a year and a half, it's just something I wouldn't expect from her. But, I mean, yeah, she deceived you, but it's a lesson learned.
All right, well, look, now you know what was going on. I think the only thing left is for you guys to maybe talk without all of us here and maybe just, like, take a little baby step toward finding your friendship again and seeing where that leads. We'll just be right out front.
The three of us leave Chelsea and Damo alone in the living room. Damo sadly watches us go.
I know I should have been, like, more aware of what, like, who I was talking to and, like, how it was going. But, I mean, I do want to still be best friends and stuff. Like, I don't want a relationship to, like, I mean, it's going to change, but it's not going to, I don't want it to, like, just be gone. I'm not saying that I'm not going to, you know, have a relationship with you otherwise, other than best friend. It is, like, now you gotta build your trust up a little bit because you didn't fuck it up a little bit.
Right.
So, but yeah, I'ma stay at my mom's house for a couple weeks.
Yeah, that's cool. I shouldn't have did it. I don't know. Someone just told me to do it and I did it and just kept it going. I mean, I didn't mean to do all this.
You have to start speaking up now because I need a communication type of thing.
Okay. I'm gonna work on it, because you know my communication is not the best.
Exactly.
I can see Chelsea and Damo through the window giving each other a hug. It looks like it might be a good time to go back in.
How you guys doing?
Fine.
Better.
Better? Feeling friendly?
Yeah, a little bit.
All right, well, I'm sorry things kind of had to go this way to get to here, but now we're here, and here isn't so bad. Damo, you might find that in the coming weeks or months, it becomes clear to Chelsea that she's not interested in you romantically. And that might be a bummer, but I think the friendship you guys have is far more valuable.
Soon to find out.
Damo smiles.
All right.
The four of us go outside where Betty has been waiting. She gives Chelsea a warm hug. Chelsea and Damo embrace.
Thank you, guys.
I'll see you later.
Yeah. Yep. You'll be all right.
Bye.
Damo and Betty wave as we drive away. Chelsea sits quietly in the front seat.
How do you feel?
I feel okay. I mean, yeah, I gotta think about some things.
It'll get better every day. I'm not worried about you guys.
I was too gullible. I don't need any more lies.
That's for sure. It's sad that Damo felt so insecure that she had to keep the Charles story going for that long. I think that was the hardest part for Chelsea to get past. A year and a half of Damo deceiving her while they were living in the same house. But their friendship is obviously very strong. They're like family. And it looks like they've already made a big step towards healing their relationship. 2 months later, we check back in.
Whoa! Hey!
Look at these two!
Together in the same kitchen.
Chelsea and Damo are all smiles sitting next to each other at the table in front of the marble counter. Chelsea's hair is styled in long crochet braids, and she's wearing a pink button-down Ralph Lauren shirt. Damo looks fresh-faced, with her hair up in a bun, wearing a brown sleeveless t-shirt.
So what's going on with you guys? How are you?
Well, I'm good. No.
Well, what's the status of things? Let's just cut to the chase here. What's going on?
Well, I mean, I'm still, like, kind of betrayed a little bit,
Like, when I was at my mom's house, I kind of, like, took time to think about the situation with Damo, her lying to me, and me being naive. It's just really opened my eyes a lot.
And what about now, both of you potentially dating? Any updates there?
We went on a couple dates.
Wow, look at that.
And it's kind of, like, a little awkward.
I don't know, it felt different. Like, I wasn't feeling it like I thought I would. And I was just, you know, we should just keep it how we've been.
Nice. So what's next for you guys?
She still has to bring that trust back in. We're trying to see, like, where our friendship is at now.
Wow.
I just actually recently kind of came back to the house.
Well, great. I know it didn't work out exactly how you might have all thought, but you learned a lot. You're still friends. I think that's pretty decent in the end.
Yeah.
All right, girls.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
This is Catfish, the podcast. If you like our show, please give us a 5-star rating and a review. And be sure to tell your friends. You can follow this show on Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, on the Wondery app, or wherever you're listening right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app to listen ad-free. In the episode notes, you'll find some links and offers from our sponsors. Please support them. Another way you can support the show is by filling out a survey at wondery.com/survey. I'm your host, Neve Shulman. This episode was produced by Donna Hyams. Sound design is by Mark Nieto. Additional assistance by Eugene Pereiras. Our associate producer is Kate Young.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Catfish, the podcast, ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus and Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Business can mean a lot of things. For some, it's earning reports, the top MBA program, investments, but business isn't everything we do. Side hustles that explode into the next billion-dollar company.
I need to create my own product that I control what the marketing is for.
Unconventional ideas that change the world we live in.
AI is everywhere, with venture capital pouring in.
From Elon Musk,
he took a massive axe and swung it through Twitter's workforce.
To Taylor Swift,
she is unstoppable as her Eras Tour stimulated local economy.
Your favorite coffee shop down the street to the vacation house you rented last weekend. Whatever business means to you, Wondery is the destination for business podcasts. Listen to top business shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Everything from top daily news.
There was more ranch dressing sold last year than ketchup and barbecue sauce.
We're buying the dip, literally.
To deep dives on the biggest successes and failures of our time.
20,000 people lost their jobs.
Wondery means business.